not up to me to advise her one way or the other. It is up to her.
But there are all these threats against her and her backers, and there are even some who are threatening to physically remove her from the VIP stand should she attend. And the president is conspicuous by his failure to comment on the developments. Is she safe?
Well, I would say she's safe or not, but it's up to the party, it's up to the leadership, it's up to President Mugabe to decide what he wants to do with her, whether he wants her to be threatened and pushed out, or as people say, it's up to him. Well, we want to wait and see what happens, but obviously it's one of those undemocratic processes where the vice president of the country can be threatened by youth and raided crowds. It's one of those tragic things that have fallen in Zimbabwe. But look, that is the situation as it stands today in Zimbabwe.
Addressing war veterans today, President Mugabe described Amaia Mujuru as too simplistic to lead because she did not attend the Politburo meeting. Are you surprised by these comments?
Oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, this is the first time that those statements have been made. I wasn't aware that he addressed war veterans today. But whatever he said, he's the leader of the party. He's the president of the country. So it's not up to me to comment one way or the other.
There's this talk that there was a plot to assassinate Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on this?
Well, I've never been involved in any plot to undermine the authority of the president, to undermine the party.